Hogstop Hour, I can't think anything that rhymes with husky, so I'm on the radio and not on the bus.
Jingo! What does Dynamo Warlock mean? Why can't I eat pizza? You stupid cunt! Fuck off! Fucking poo themselves, bastard! Fuck! Holy shit! Fucking shite! Fucking sex and rock and roll boobs and fannies! Fucking shit, bastards! I can smell your cunt, cunts, knobs. Cunt! It's your fucking trousers. Ah! Oh, bugger. Fucking hell. Ah! Squeaky bum corner. Shit. Mean bastards. Fucking on. Fucking hell. No, shit. Fuck that up. Cunt! 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 You stupid cunt! Of course, everyone knows you can't actually argue with logic with parents because they make children wear short trousers. I was sitting there on the couch watching Sopranos, shut Sky Plus, and then I hear, ah! What is it? What is it? I shout. She'd got the water, and instead of pouring it into her mouth, she kind of missed and poured it into her face and down her front. So she just poured it like all down her bloody face and top. But what got me most was that she kind of is the screaming, like the same scream you hear if a tiny little spider comes in. And it's just that, ah! This is the kind of screamer I would probably reserve for kind of broken limbs, being shot. I mean, it's not very likely I'll be shot, but if I do, I've saved a scream already, agonizing yell that I'll use. But I don't bring that out when something small, like I've spilt a bit of water on me, or I've dropped a crumpet, dropped some toast on the floor, it falls face down so that I have to make a new one. Don't, come on, they should have their own little scream. They shouldn't even have a scream, they should have a, oh bugger, or, oh no, look at that. Or maybe a little fucking hell, but don't give it the full works. God, I mean, how do you even miss your mouth with some water? I mean, sometimes you get a little splashback, you're like wiggling the water bottle about, but you don't miss very often and just hit your face. Anyway, that was my exciting Sunday morning. Fun, eh? Whoa. Oh, you can talk. Last time you went there, you were pulling ribbons out of girls' fannies. It wasn't girl. It wasn't loads of girls, and I was just popping ribbons out of all of them. It was one on a stage in front of 40 people. Anyway, that was, this is Hoss signing off, sex show artiste. Anyway, it was fucking pissing down, teeming it down. It made me feel like, the scene doesn't go like that, but like all the things are crashing down. I looked up the heavens and shouted, Khan! Just like in Star Trek, Wrath of Khan. But when saying that, what I'd wished is that in the actual film, about 5 seconds after he said it, someone just added a t, just that, a t, because you see how it goes. Khan! T. And that would have just been fucking laughter all over the shop. It's like a swear word. That's not a swear word, really. The Wrath of Khan! T. You stupid Khan! See, you can even, it's quite a flexible word, this, because you can even add the t, quite a delayed after a saying can't, but yet the meaning is just still there, bosh. The giggles still arrive, just a little bit later. Sometimes bigger for the weight, it builds up. You can't, you're just thinking, he's going to be good. And if your mum comes along to tell you off, which probably unlikely is, most of the listeners will be adults, I imagine. You can say, well, it's not actually, that's the word, the Wrath of Khan. And I was just saying t a bit later. That's not a swear word in the eyes of the law, mother. So you can fork the utensil you eat your dinner with off. Thank you. Of course, everyone knows you can't actually argue with logic with parents because they just cheat and then just say, because it is, because I said so. They're just, you know, ruining the rules of argument in a similar tactic to the way they make children wear short trousers. Now, in reality, everyone knows they aren't short trousers, and naming them so is just a little concession to try and persuade them, children, to wear some ridiculous shorts which look like someone's cut some trousers up. You know, children don't go, "Mum, what do you mean these are short trousers?" They're shorts. Any idiot can see that. They're not trousers in the slight. If these are short trousers, why haven't you got any short trousers? Oh, why haven't any adults ever got any short trousers? Why? Because they look fucking ridiculous and only school children can be bullied into wearing them. That's why, mother. Okay? And I'm bloody 30 now and you can stop. I'm not wearing them anymore, okay? I don't care if it is your birthday. I'm not wearing the short fucking trousers. And that's what I told her. Finally, stopped it. Short fucking trousers. Look out, old boy. Here's a jingle. It's Hoskinold. He will have his revenge, but he won't get me. I'm going to bury myself in a hole where he'll never find me. Never, I tell you. Just watched a bit of Silence of the Lambs, and it's when Clarice is going to visit Mr. Lecter in his cell, and she walks by past Miggs, and Lecter goes, "What did Miggs say to you?" Multiple Miggs hissed something. He said, "I can smell your cant." "Ah, yes, well, I myself can't." You just think, what a weird thing to say, right? But imagine if someone said, "Okay, I'll give you the ability to smell women's cunts." And you think, well, that'd be quite nice. See some hot women. Ooh, that smells rather tempting. Lovely. But then, would you really want this? Is it something when you'd go home, mum and granny's there? What's that smell? Oh, no. Oh, goodness. Oh, my. No, I'm going. Sorry, mum. I can't ever come and visit you again. Or even, you'd be there walking down the street. Then a couple of fat old women come up. Oh, no. Oh, you're holding your nose everywhere. And what would it smell of, in fact? I'm pretty sure women wouldn't want to smell a bloke's knobs, but they have to. I read this the other day, and this is just bloody daft story. Blind golfer hits hole in one. Does he? How does he even know he's hit a hole in one? He probably whacked it. It spooned off into the lake. Yeah, that was a hole in one. Yep. He put his hand in the hole, picks out a ball. Yeah, that's mine. How do you know? What, is round and golf ball shaped? They're all like that, you bloody idiot. What's he doing? How does he even know he's playing golf? He might not even be on the golf course.
I always wonder, actually, how blind people, how they tell their dogs where to go. Like, I want to go to the Jolly Sailor pub, please. Off you go, boy. How does he know? Dogs can't read, surely. But this is... Actually, there's a couple of things. Not only is he bloody blind, but he's 92. Definitely some mulligans and cheating going on. Here's my first... He says it's my first hole in one and I never saw it. I was just trying to put the ball on the green. Come on. Hey, he's blind. How does he even know where the green is? Story is he used to have a 7 handicap and he's slowly gone blind. Now he's legally blind and needs help lining up his shots and finding his golf balls. I tell you what, finding his golf balls. That's it. I mean, it's tricky enough finding golf balls when you can see, let alone when you're blind. He was playing and then with his group of friends, 3 buddies, one of the players said, "I looked up and Leo was about to hit it." Even that in itself could take ages, couldn't it? A blind man swinging wildly at a golf ball. And I said, "Hey, someone has to watch Leo." He has to pretend where it went. Oh, he hits it. Oh, right on the green again. Well, fair play to the old boy. Kingo! This is the kind of screamer I reserve for kind of broken limbs, being shot. I've got some trousers, and I'm a bit concerned. They are almost on the cusp of hoisting up a bit too far for my liking. I can't fully tell if they're hoisties, but it's enough to make me concerned that I might be wandering around in hoisties, and everyone just laughing. Look at old short trousers husk over there. You get that kind of fearful image of Ian Hislop in shorts. That's the kind of that's what I'm fearing I might look like if they go up just a little bit higher. I forgot my letter in the sun. No.
don't speak or recap my plot. Never swear in front of none. So you're fine. Gonna go back.
Sun Story, this is a little beauty. Witch Doc's curse. Ooh. His girlfriend, they went on a holiday of a lifetime. They've been having a few problems before, got back together and booked a holiday to Africa to celebrate. We were having a great time, right? He's having a great time. You know what the thing not to do at this point is refuse to pay a witch doctor. That is, God, that's going to end your bloody good time right there and then. I refused to pay a witch doctor as much as he demanded. I thought it was a tourist scam. After that, robbed at gunpoint, had terrible rainstorms which ruined our plans, and to top it all off, the airline lost our luggage. So you think, oh, wow, bloody witch doctor. He's done the old rabbit's foot trick on me. My girlfriend now says she's unsure about us, can't handle my anger. I've cancelled the gambling in front of her. Luckily, being away broke the habit for me. But how can I prove to her that I've stopped shouting? I'm worried that the witch doctor put a spell on me and nothing will work. Yes, that's why your girlfriend's leaving you. Because a witch doctor cursed you. Righto, buddy boy. If you were a kind of powerful shaman stroke witch doctor, you'd probably spend your time getting small amounts of money from tourists. Because that's really going to make you quite a lot of cash, I imagine. Right. I need just to get some witch doctor power and find the lottery numbers or something like that.
This is Jesse Mott, an ex-motorcycle cop injured in the line of duty. Now a police troubleshooter. He's been recruited for a top-secret government mission to ride Street Hawk, an all-terrain attack motorcycle designed to fight urban crime, capable of incredible speeds up to 300 miles an hour, and immense firepower. Only one man, federal agent Norman Tuttle, knows Jesse Mott's true identity. The man, machine, Street Hawk. Injured in the line of duty. Now a police troubleshooter. He's been recruited for a top secret government mission to ride Street Hawk, an all-terrain attack motorcycle designed to fight urban crime, capable of incredible speeds up to 300 miles an hour, and immense firepower. Only one man, federal agent Norman Tuttle, knows Jesse Mott's true identity. The man,
only the head and leg of a very big mosquito.
Vampire bats!
Killer ducks!
This is the strange community of the hospitalizer which interests me most.
Tell my buddy, Mr. C, I was waffling into dictaphone about how women are the gatekeepers of the boobs and fannies. And he said, oh, yes, it's frustrating, isn't it? And he said, you know, we can pleasure ourselves with, you know, using your friend Pamela and a five lovely daughters, some even spray a bit of perfume on to give it a feminine touch. You can do that, but it's not as good as with a lady. He said, why is that? It's a bit frustrating, isn't it? And I said, well, it's a bit like a bacon sandwich. And he said, what the fuck are you going on about? I said, it's like a bacon sandwich, or any sandwich, in fact. I was just thinking of bacon. Then we both went, I fancy some bacon now, which is, be careful what you say to the brain, picks up on it. But it's like a sandwich. When it's made by someone else, it tastes delicious. But if you made that same sandwich, Pamela and the five sisters, daughters, whatever, then it won't taste as good, if you know what I mean. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Eh? You having that one? I have a lot of theories, don't I? See, that's why, look, it's going today, look. Here, I left at 8 o'clock, 9:26, and I'm not even halfway towards work yet. So I have plenty of time to work on my theorems of life, and theses, and doctrines, which I then use to brainwash all my listeners. And you'll all be activated like a whole team of zombies once I say the activation word in your presence. That's it, you'll be up at the bar, buying me drinks, making me bacon sandwiches, not in a rude way, like I was talking about. I'm stopping now. Quickly.
Whoa. Oh, you can talk. Last time you went there, you were pulling ribbons out of girls' fannies.
Whoa.
It wasn't loads of girls, and I was just popping ribbons out of all of them. It was one on a stage in front of 40 people. Anyway, that was, this is Hoss signing off, sex show artiste.
Just been listening to Coldplay's new song,
If You Love Me, Won't You Let Me Know.
Hey Chris, I love you, won't you fuck off, you boring bastard. God, his lyrics are so boring. I was sitting by the lake, and there was lots of lovely snow. It was really white. What the fuck? Holy shit. I heard a rumour once that he forgot the lyrics to one of his own songs. God, I don't blame him. They're so fucking boring. I just listen to it, and I can't remember the bloody lyrics. They're that shite. I might as well get bloody special guest appearance by Ken Barlow to spice it up a bit. Add a bit of fucking sex and rock and roll in there, rather than banging on about fucking fresh beans, free coffee or whatever. And I'm quite impressed by the boringness of the band. I mean, who on earth knows who the other bloody singers, or guitarists, or any other band members are? I mean, that's fairly impressive for a bloody enormous, multi-world selling galactic band. Or should I say, bland.
They didn't invent donuts, but they did popularize them during the First World War. In France, the women in the tents used a wine bottle to roll out the dough, a shell to cut the holes, and cook them in tin helmets. Oh, there you go. That's a very good one.
Yesterday, I watched some of the film The Dukes of Hazzard, and it was mightily shit. Good lord. Rubbish. It had Johnny Knoxville. He was one of the Dukes. It had the dude who was Stifler. And no one knows his real name. He was the other one. And it had Jessica Simpson as Daisy Duke. Now, she's pretty hot. And I just remember one funny thing I read about her, or saw it, I think. It was a clip, and it was just brilliant, because she was eating buffalo wings. And then the people around her said, oh, a chicken is the tuna of the land, or something stupid like that. She goes, chicken? No, we're eating buffalo wings. They said, yeah, I know, chicken, we're eating chicken. She goes, no, these are buffalo wings. And they all start pissing themselves. And they're saying, what, you seriously believe these little wings? You think these are found on the side of buffaloes, do you? Do you really believe? And I love the thought that she believed the little, tiny little chicken wings, they were found on buffaloes. They were plucked off, probably cut off in a humane way, and then sold as buffalo wings. But of course now, those poor little buffaloes, they can't go flying, soaring around in the air, not powered by those little chicken wings.
Hosky's gonna tell you something now.
You stupid can! Fuck off, fucking poo themselves, bastard fuck, holy shit, fucking shite, fucking sex and rock and roll, boobs and fannies, fucking shit, bastards, I can smell your cat, cunts, knobs, cunt, it's your fucking trousers, ah! Oh bugger, fucking hell, ah! Squeaky bum corner, shit. Mean bastards. Fucking on. Fucking hell. No, shit. Fuck that up. Cunt! 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 You stupid cunt!
The elephant says, here's a news nugget.
News nugget! Give it to me. Like this one. Man locks wife in chicken coop. Well, we'd all like to lock our birds up in a chicken coop every now and again, wouldn't you? If I had a chicken coop, I'd consider doing it, probably. On a daily basis. weird thing about this is not just that he locked her in a coop, just the age of the contenders here, the contestants. Romanian man is in trouble after he locked his allegedly unfaithful wife into a chicken coop for a week. A week? Fucking hell. This is where it gets with the 70-year-old woman. Ah, 70? Come on. And he thinks she's being unfaithful. Ah, no. What's the worst bit here? Is it locking him up in a coop or that 70-year-old woman is being unfaithful? He said, I knew she was cheating on me and I locked her in there in the coop so she wouldn't be tempted to do bad things. See, it's for her own good. He wasn't doing it because he wanted to and he was angry with her because she'd been shagging some other old git. No, it was so she wouldn't be tempted. See, that's what she doesn't understand. She just thinks he's being a mean bastard. It's a jingle! Of course, everyone knows you can't actually argue with logic with parents because they make children wear short trousers. I was walking up the road, my little lunchtime walk, getting ready to spout some nonsense into my little digital recorder doobry. And then I was like, felt this looming presence behind me. And then I heard a wolf whistle. Yeah, wolf whistling. And then people like saying things about me, looking at me, talking about me. I was thinking, bloody hell, what's going on? There's a gaggle, a group of about 8 bloody girls from school hassling me. I was thinking, bloody, I'm the adult. What am I scared of these little runts for? They're little beasts. Children, they're like little evil dwarfs. That's their bag. Children, they do nothing good. They're all the time, everything they do. They're running about, they're shouting, they're breaking things, they're kicking, they're asking bloody tricky questions about impossible things like, why, what's the solar system, how far's the moon away, what's that star called, I don't know, find that, type it into Google yourself, you lazy little git. Nothing, but they're just bloody, you have to watch them all the time, they can't feed themselves, they're a burden on society. I'll tell you what, you see the parents, they're cowering away, having a little break. They let loose these little devil children out, hassling everyone in the nearby vicinity. It's always good when you visit someone with children. Sometimes they're nice for about 10 minutes, and then they're like hassling people. You know, actually, parents like visitors, because the children are bored of their parents. So as soon as the visitors come, it's, whee, something new to play with. Whee, up they come. Entertain me. I'm bored. You've got all those presents and toys, but I'm bored. I want to annoy an adult. Get back. And then it's always good when you're leaving and leave the little devils at home with mum, with their parents. You think, oh, we're off down the pub now. Oh, do you want to come? Oh, you've got the two little hellspawn. Oh well, I tell you what, I'll have a drink for you. Oh, we haven't given you 3 weeks in advance so you can plan it and get a babysitter. Ah, what a shame. Oh well. Well, that'll learn you for sowing your seed in that one there, won't it, eh? For not taking precautions at your age, eh? You see, if you do have some annoying children, and you... Not the children so much, but if you don't like the parents, the children, that much, always a good little trick. Yeah, if you have a parent you don't like, what you should do is get the kid, buy him a whistle. Oh, yes. What a toy that is. Whew, because all he can do is squeal really high-pitchedly. Oh, some fun with that baby. It's quite funny. Parents, you know, they love their children, the apple of their eye, doing everything for them, changing them when the little midgets poo themselves. They will change them, put a new nappy on for them to poo in again. Good Lord. But, you know, they love their children, etc. Until it comes time for a babysitting time. Yeah, you get to babysitting time, and then the adults, they can spy freedom. And then they kind of get desperate. And then anyone in a radius, they'll let them babysit the kids. Come on, please. Just look, just for a bit, we need a night out. Anyone, please. Of course, adults, they know that babysitting is not fun. Trapped one-on-one with a couple of kids, that's hard work. I mean, it's not babysitting, it's kind of, you're like a glorified jailer. You're like a jailer, really, because those kids, the crims, they're going to be pushing you, trying to escape, finding ways to break you down, because you're the screw. You know, they say babysitting, they're not babies, they're bloody 10, 13, for God's sake. For the parents, they've had enough. They want out, they want a night off. Anyone in the vicinity, like tramps, come on in. No, all the adults go, don't think so. We know the game you're playing, trying to trick us, looking after those little criminals. So in the end they have to get, right, who needs the money enough? Ah, teenagers. They need money. Buy Alka-Pops and stuff, expensive stuff. £3 a bottle. They're the ones who'll do it, who will put up with them. I won't be surprised in a few years, there'll be Polish babysitters. Yeah, they'll be doing it, they're quite cheap. I mean, what about those cockle pickers, Chinese cockle pickers? Weren't they getting paid like 50p a day? Get that, you could get a babysit for a whole day. Can't be hard as cockle picking, can it?
There's something funny's gonna coming on here.
Right, it's this book at work. It's got this table of like things they sell. I think it's something to do with charity. They get like a percentage or something like that. There's this book though, with this little boy on it, like on a rock on a beach, something like that. And the title is "A Boy Only a Mother Could Love." You're thinking, what the fuck's that? Do you mean only a mother could love him? What kind of book is this? Yeah, and what happens when he reads this? He'll go, only a mother. Mummy, what does this mean? Oh, this means how much mummy loves you. Then he'll go, you lying bitch, it says only you can love me. And everyone else hates me. You're turning it all against me, you bloody witch. Although initially I read it, and I thought it said, a boy only a man could love. And I thought, whoa, what does that even mean? Well, whatever it is, it doesn't sound very good. And to be selling this in full view of everyone is very dodgy. Now, need to say, I haven't bought it, but perhaps you, one of your readers, could get it, have a read, and then send me a review.
Gentlemen, this is
the Hoskinator.
He's a multi-capable masterpiece. He can squeeze the colour from a ruby or deftly pluck the eye from a living bird. And he's been programmed to enjoy what he does.
Okay, that's weird. I'm walking in the fields again today because I can walk and talk without hearing cars and shit. You hear bloody noisy birds, but just these two old people. Like, there's a path and everyone uses the path because that's the way it works. Apart from these two old codgers who are just walking in the middle of the field. They've gone off the path. They're just walking over green plant things. Careless abandon. It's not on, I tell you. These bloody... You get gangs of youthful hooglum hoodies. Well, they are bloody path terrorists, these bloody old codgers. Just to antagonate, annoy farmers by walking on his bloody field, getting the rest of us into trouble. Maybe I've just found out why. Just walked into a big bloody bog-like thing. Bloody crafty old git. They could have told me. Watch out for the big muddy bog. I bet I saw them. I'm sure they were smirking as well. Bastards.
Killer clowns from outer space. Holy shit.
Well, that isn't as funny as this.
When you watch Formula One, you sometimes, the corners and the track have such bloody daft names. Like they'll be called this the Meadows, this corner's called Alfred Hitchcock, Chinese Corner. They're rubbish. We don't want the Everglades, they get rubbish. We want bloody the Leg Breaker, Squeaky Bum Corner, the Life Shortener. What do you want? Bit more Robot Wars, bit more exciting, bit more gladiators. There he goes round, you're lucky to make it alive round this corner, into Bone Shaker, and round Squeaky Bum Corner, and into you've got 2 seconds rest before you're gonna slam on. Oh, beautiful, into Dead Man's Curve. That's just an idea. Kingo! Car! 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 You stupid car! Let Uncle Hoss tell you a story. But to protect the people involved, I have changed the names. Right, are you all sitting comfortably? Good. Then I shall begin. It all started at a small company in Birmingham called Googlesoft. A long, long time ago, in a log far, far away from here, a young scamp, full of vigor and spunk, just started the week before me. His name? Well, funny you should ask. It was Lance Reginald Southwold. He was just starting out and full of the most amazing ideas. He was all set to pick up the world and bend it to his will. Young Southwold was busy earning his corn, working on the help desk and living in a travel tavern, which I remember because it had the unusual foreign name. Yes, French, I believe. It was called the Cabernet. So busy was he working that he never had time to find himself a place to live. Then, one day a timid boy by the name of Hospital started at the same company as young Southwold.
and an idea started to form in his head, small as a mouse to begin with, and then soon it grew and grew. And then Southwold and Hoskinall took the idea and fanned the embers of the idea with enthusiasm, vigour, and the energy of youth. The idea of those two young firebrands sharing a house together soon became a fully formed idea. No, dare I say it, a mission. Well, with two keen young minds such as these focus on making that dream become a reality, it wasn't over 1 week before they'd come somewhere and were all moved in. It was a little corner of the world that you might know as Erdington. The shit on there. Well, 2 months passed in what seemed not blink of an eye, and then disaster! Young Southwold had been offered a single flat on his own, and decided to take it, despite just a mere 2 months earlier, young Hoskinall had found the place for the both to reside. Now, young Southwold is a man, always had one eye on the future. That Hoskinall will sure be mad at me for leaving him in the lurch. I'd better run down and try and get his sacked. The employees, what Southwold had bargained for was the impeccable attitude and behaviour of young Hoskinall. And despite his best efforts, he could never find a way to get in his sacked. And a young fellow by the name of Dirk Kirkbridge almost achieved that feat, but that's a story for another day. Southwold was as wily as a coyote, and as cunning as the most cunning foxes, and more evil than Darth Vader. He concluded that if he couldn't get Hoskinall sacked for what he'd done, then he'd get him in trouble for actions he had yet to perform. And indeed, at one point, he informed his superiors that Hoskinall had a vendetta against him because Southwold had moved out and left him in the lurch many years before. But then in the end, Hoskinall got made redundant, and Southwold didn't because he stupidly got a lawyer and threatened to take the company to top court if they sacked him. He then left for a new job, a broken man, constantly looking over his shoulder as he slowly, very slowly walks around Birmingham. Sometimes, when the moon is full in the sky, if you listen very hard, you can hear the voice of Southwold moaning in the breeze, saying, "What does Dynamo Warlock mean? Or, why can't I eat pizza?" And every now and then, "It's Hoskinall! He will have his revenge, but he won't get me! I'm going to bury myself in a hole where he'll never find me, never, I tell you!" And that is where the story ends. Goodbye!
Of course, everyone knows you can't actually argue with logic with parents because they make children wear short trousers. I'm on the M61 and this is a beautiful road. It is awesome. Some nice little hills. What is that? It's definitely a hill. We've got hills, beautiful. We've got four lanes of goodness. There's not much traffic on this bad boy. It's all going well. This is pretty good ending to my journey almost. We've got another 20 miles and clear blue skies. Although the trees don't have any leaves. I'm not sure that's normal in, I think where I'm in Leeds at the moment, but they don't have any leaves on the trees in Leeds. Could almost be a poem. The trees in Leeds have no leaves. The grass on the pass is not cars. The flowers in the gardens, ooh, don't beg me pardons. Flat caps, they're the hats, but ooh, we don't like cats. Ferrets, we put them down trousers. I remember Doogie Howsers. Ah, there's a man with a whippet. If he saw your breast, he'd nip it. Up north, they don't celebrate Christmas. They don't believe in that funny business. And if you give them a pound, they'd put it into a bank. But not Northern Rock, though, because that is wank. Okay, well, that was my northern poem. An ode to the northerners.
Where did that accent come from?
Yes, indeed, sir.
You're get fucking
fuck! Get the fuck!
Stop making me insult you. It's just like...
Stop forcing my hand.
Honestly.
Stop fucking forcing my hand.
And here is... Are the Muck-Ups.
Let Uncle Hosk tell you a story. Yeah, wolf whistling. And people like saying things about me, looking at me, talking about me. I was thinking, what the hell's going on? There's a gaggle, a group of about 8 bloody girls from school hassling me. I was thinking, bloody, I'm the adult. What am I scared of these old runts for?
Our women are the gatekeepers of the boobs and fannies. Sweet, only a mother could love him.
Bloody face top. Squeaky bum corner. The life shortener. See, what's the worst bit here? Is it locking him up in a coop? Or that a 70-year-old woman is being unfaithful?
It's Hoskinold! He will have his revenge, but he won't get me! I'm going to bury myself in a hole where he'll never find me. Never, I tell you!
Wee! Up they come.
Entertain me! Entertain me! I'm bored! You've got all those presents and toys, but I'm bored! I want to annoy an adult!
I won't be surprised in a few years. There'll be Polish babysitters. Yeah, they'll be doing it. They're quite cheap. Fucking sex and rock and roll. I can smell your cat. I looked up the heavens and shouted, Cunt! 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 You stupid cunt! The way they make children wear short trousers.
Shit, fuck that up.
Children, they're like little evil dwarfs. That's their bag. It's being... They do nothing good. They're teenagers. They need money to buy Alka-Pops and stuff. It's expensive stuff. £3 a bottle. They're the ones who'll do it. Who will put up with them. You get that kind of fearful image of Ian Hislop in shorts. Ah! What is it? What is it? I shout. Man locks wife in chicken coop with a... Found the embers... Fucking odd. Well, they'll learn you for sowing your seed in that one there, won't it, eh? For not taking precautions. At your age, eh? Poo themselves. Look at old short trousers husk over there. We were robbed at gunpoint. Blind golfer hits hole in one. Blind golfer hits hole in one. I'm pretty sure women wouldn't want to smell bloke's knobs, but they have to. You stupid cunt! And if your mum comes along to tell you off, which... probably unlikely, is it's short fucking trousers. A big one, 2 litre jobby. Ah! Look out, old boy. Here's a jingle.
It's Hoskinold. He will have his revenge, but he won't get me. I'm going to bury myself in a hole where he'll never find me. Never, I tell you.
And then... Yeah, I saw a mother.
What?
You're like, I haven't got a clue. Girls in the street started giving me the big eye. Unusual to hear where they started and then what they finish on. Make your weapon esteemed. Yeah. Brilliant. My rod is so big that it can be shared among 5 mouths. Oh, yes. Share it. Share the wealth. Yeah. Brilliant. Oh, Lordy B. Right, that's all.
So. I was feeling blue. Then I met you. You held my hand. I knew you'd understand. I want you to lift me high and let me go. Where do we go from here? Well, baby, that ain't clear. But what I know is that it's time to go. I want you to lift me high and then let me go. I was feeling blue. I was feeling blue. Then I met you. Then I met you.